Don't take advice from us. You'll just end up drunk. This is the perfect pool.
We give great drunk advice.
Drunk advice.
Hey!
Lots of closet drinking.
The perfect pour. It's a show about things that are fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay, we're all three back.
Woo!
To give you all the beer information that you so desire, maybe, probably, or just to hang out with you and drink beers with you, or to make your work day a little bit better.
Take us on a hike.
Or your traveling trip. Yeah, hike with us.
Yeah.
As long as you have beer in that backpack.
Take us kayaking.
You gotta bring a beer to when you're at the top of whatever hike you were at.
That's right.
I've reached the top of the mountain. I'm gonna crack open a beer.
Do not throw the empty off the side of the mountain.
Or do. Yeah. Whatever.
Or do.
No. Pack in, pack out. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So next. Yes,
we don't do much. So take us places we wouldn't go on our own.
Yeah, right. We travel via Instagram. I saw somebody that we follow went to Shasta, the top of Mount Shasta, and opened up a beer.
Nice. Do you feel like you were there?
I felt I was there.
They opened a 3-liter?
They're at 16,000 feet.
You're like, hey, congrats. Yeah. I'll have a beer with you.
Oh, hey. Woo. We went this. You went a little bit further for your beer.
I climbed over the back of the couch. Does that count?
Yeah. It's pretty high.
Yeah.
Whew. It's a little dangerous sometimes.
Alternate route indeed.
Yep. So hang out with us, man. We're going to give you some beers to look out for and talk about some beer news, culture news, and listen to other podcasts within our podcast. It's insane, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First, before we started the show, we were having a tailgate with a Scotty B beer. Whoa. The Sancho. What's it? Sancho? It's a smoked, hot, peppery smoked porter.
Sancho Diablo smoked stout.
Smoked stout.
6%
ABV. It's smoky, guys.
It's smoky. It was like having a campfire in my mouth. And also a mystery beer from Firestone that Tony Bags, I think, smuggled over. We believe it may be an anniversary. It's unlabeled bottle. We believe it may be an anniversary test batch or something. That's possible what it was.
And or this is their secret barbecue sauce.
Could be either one.
I'm okay with that.
And then we had the dogfish head that I'm trying to get rid of. These guys won't drink enough of it. And whatever it's called, the collab with
Dragons and Yum Yums.
Yeah. The Flaming Lips collab with the Dogfish Head.
Maybe this is the beer that sealed the deal.
Sealed the deal with Boston Beer Company.
Need like, more yum yums.
Yes. Oh, that'd make a hell of a rebel.
The Boston Let's beer buy guy, it. Boston Beer Guy was like, we need to get with these. Fine. We need to just buy it. Look, we'll look cool.
I think you said open a real beer.
Uh-huh. I love gold.
That's a new beer.
Now a now sold out Vilanding from Tioga Sequoia.
We're having sellout beer.
Sell out.
That's not the same.
Oh.
Hashtag sell out.
Can I hashtag sell out beer?
Can we start that dumpster fire?
Sell out beer.
Tioga's selling out.
What's Tioga selling out? A New England double IPA. Vinlanding?
Featuring German hops.
What's Vinland mean?
It's a loose translation of many thank yous.
Oh, okay. Thank you for this beer many times.
Mm-hmm.
Some schmegma on my glass.
Oops.
Great.
They're hand washed.
With velvet gloves.
With Louis's hands.
Louis Dim. I trusted Louis.
Yeah, he licked it out right before you got here.
You got it, Chief.
Clean these out? Okay.
Mikey puts a little cracker dust in it and Louis cleans it right up.
Yep.
That'd be an amazing trick.
Oh, damn. You found out my glass cleaning tip. Okay. Let your dog clean it.
Look at the lacing.
So we got a double hazy. It's double hazy. Nick. Maybe you'll be okay with it.
I'll drink anything to get the taste of that dogfish head out of
Whoa. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Yo.
That's right. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
You know, there's not too many dogfish head beers that I go, oh, you know, I like that one, or oh, I'm looking out for that.
Still not up there.
Can't think of one off the top of my head. That,
ooh. Well, maybe now that Boston Beer Company, now they're going to show them the way. This is how you make beer.
90-minute Boston Lager?
Mm-hmm. Rebel 90.
Can we drink Rebel IPA yet? We have to always check in. If you're a new listener, we got a long-time ban on drinking Rebel IPA because they basically tried to steal the whole vibe of a Lagunitas IPA pre buyout Lagunitas, and then they had this the spray can, the marketing.
Oh, yes, the worst,
stupidest handle ever.
Marketing was bad, and just the fact that they were just trying to glom on to Lagunitas, we were just like, no, Rebel IPA, we ban it. We will not drink it on the show or out in the private sector. And we've kept that up. And every once in a while, something will happen. We're like, is it okay to drink Rebel IPA? And it's always been no. So now, before we even talk about that news, is it okay to drink Rebel IPA now that Boston Beer Company is part of Dogfish Head or whatever?
Nope.
All right. Decision. Final. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. We will still not drink Rebel IPA. There it is. Everyone's been waiting.
Woo!
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 Make it exciting. Well, I mean, we can't now. We've gone this far.
It's gone so far.
Why give up on our
drinks? Gone so far.
Why give up?
It's not that hard either. It's not like we're really challenging ourselves to not do it. I don't even see it hardly anymore.
Not exactly the craft beer capital of the world, but still not that desperate.
Yeah, right. I can understand if you're in the town where like Rebel IPA is one of the only craft beers. Go ahead. Have a ball.
Blow that keg.
This is good. This is good. I was worried about this Tioga beer because of the German hops, but I'm all right with that.
There's some hops you've had before. I can't.
Was it German yeast or German hops too?
Oh, it was New England yeast.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was. I think it was like whole melon and Molotov block and stuff like that. Ah. So it's hops you've had.
Doesn't matter. No one else can have this anymore. So
I think there's a little bit left at MGA.
But there's probably a few liquor stores that have some. So. Mm-hmm. If I know my Fresno area liquor stores.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they'll rock it till it's hot.
So what's going on in culture, Matt? We haven't heard from you a little bit. What do you got going on over there?
Dan Gordon has regained majority control of Gordon Biersch Brewing Company.
Wow.
For an undisclosed amount, he has purchased back... let's see. Do controlling interest. And said nearly 24 years ago, Gordon and co-founder Dean Biersch sold a controlling interest in the company to Frittata Enterprises. That's what it's going to be called. That's probably not Frittata? The right word.
I'm not big on frittatas.
What is that exactly?
I am not sure, but I think it involves a...
It's a crappy excuse for a bread.
Yeah.
It's like
it's like a thin bread, and then you put like fruit stuff in it or something. Oh,
yeah. Is that like a Hot Pocket?
A really terrible Hot Pocket.
I might be thinking of Akasha. Sorry, bread people. Akasha. I mean, Akasha bread.
She's cool.
It's like a step worse than ciabatta, which I like ciabattas.
All right.
Are we going to be naming fake Taco Bell menu items now? Is that what we're doing?
I'll take the Crunch Ciabatta Supreme, please.
Okay. Do you want onions with that?
No onions.
No onions.
No onions.
Extra onions? No!
Green sauce instead of red sauce.
The surprise in your $5 box comes after you eat it.
Ooh. It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise. It's very, very expected. I'm not like, whoa, where'd that come from? I'm like, yep, I know where that came from.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't even like give you body cramps. You just sit down and you go, what the hell just happened? I didn't even expect that coming.
Water.
It was a sneak attack.
Nearly 24 years ago, Gordon and co-founder, they sold off their controlling interest in the company. And then they had owned 75% of the business at the time of the sale in 1995. They retained a minority stake. So it's just kind of interesting. They're like, oh, well, it's still around. We might as well just get back in the game, get the band back together. And they said it doesn't really have anything to do with the 35 Gordon Biersch branded brew pubs. Apparently somebody else owns those by Craftworks Holdings. And so I just thought that was kind of interesting. It was just like, they were just like, hey, got nothing better to do. Got some money kicking around. Let's buy the company back.
Well, now I can really drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Who were super crafty?
Who were they making? Were they making the beer for Trader Joe's? Are they still doing that?
Oh, they still are. They're the Trader Joe beer makers? Oh, okay. I thought it was, Golden Road. Wasn't it Golden Road for a little bit?
Maybe it is.
I was scared that it was Golden Road. And that's why I stopped going to Trader Joe's altogether. I started picketing outside Trader Joe's.
Because of Golden Road.
Golden Road! Hey! Hey, bud! Hey, this Golden Road, they make their beer.
Did you read Twitter lately?
Hey! You the worst beer blog.
You were eating worst beer blog?
Why are you going in here? Hey! This is a picket line, bro! Jeez!
Don't cross, you scabs.
And I just do that for 10 hours outside of Trader Joe's.
You have 10 free hours?
Oh, yeah.
But
I just tell the missus, it's a protest, honey. Okay?
It's Saturday. You should be doing the yard work.
The yard can wait. Things are more important.
Wait, aren't frittatas the... Isn't that the egg dish that's baked? Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of like an omelet, but it's fruitier.
Yeah.
So Taco Bell put that in a Crunchwrap? Is that what you're telling me?
Frittata sure. Crunchwrap? Don't get my ideas.
Okay. Oh, now, guess what? Next week, Fresno area Taco Bells, because Fresno was the test market for a lot of things.
Doritos Locos Frittata.
Yeah. By the way, you're welcome. You're welcome, America, for the Doritos Tacos. We approved it. We're the ones that approved it.
Oh, this would be a hit.
I no longer have to put Doritos in my taco. Said
it's good. Let's introduce it to America.
I'm beginning to see why the county didn't approve our weed distribution. They're stoned enough. They approved the Doritos Locos taco. They don't need any
more pot. That's good. They're good. What do you mean, bro? And else? And Matt?
That's what I got.
All right. Nick.
Oh, boy. I'm almost sorry for this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Our Brute IPA is finally dead.
Yeah, we just released one. It's doing all right.
All right.
Tioga's got one, so nope, they're super hot right now. On fire.
Well, now you get to compete with Miller Coors / Terrapins. What? Hoppy, bubbly, brute IPA. Oh,
Terrapin.
Yep.
Wait, isn't Tioga's like, there's bubbly involved in it, the name?
Hot bubbles.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
Infringement.
Ooh, who's infringing who?
Wow. We have to look at the timeline.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, don't drink that, guys. Terrapin. That's buy out beer. Don't do it.
Yep.
Drink the Tioga.
Called in a favor, said, hey, make this for us.
Make a disappointment.
And then make it look crafty.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be there, like, I think it's going to turn into Cascadian Dark Ales / Black IPAs. Mm-hmm. It's never going to ever go away.
No, but they'll try and rebrand it at some point.
They'll just kind of float in and out, like a smoked porter.
Oh, you have to bring that up.
Ooh.
Thanks. No, I want one.
It's going to just blend into the hundreds of beer styles, and you'll just see it pop up in and out. Still going to go through the summer. It's going to still be prevalent through the summer, but like by fall, brewed IPAs will just be blend way back in the background.
Yeah. Do you think they'll do a session brew for summer?
Sure. Aren't brutes already session?
Are they light?
Feels like it. Mm. Double brutes.
That's where it's at.
If you want to be cool.
No barrel-aged brutes yet.
What do you think? You think they're done?
Yep. I think it's over.
Over. Oh, that guy's drinking a brute. Brutes are over. But Matt, as long as Tauga still has one,
it's on.
Matt says they are on like the Donkey Kong.
It's an official beer style, so.
That's the new tagline for brewed IPAs. Brewed IPAs. Hey, official beer style. And you have to say it like that with that inflection.
Yeah.
Brewed IPAs. Hey, it's official beer style.
What font gets that idea across?
I don't know. How are you going to do that in print? I don't know.
Hey. A little Comic Sans-y in there.
Hey, it's an official beer style. What do you want from me? That's what will be on the bottle.
Helvetica 24 point.
Hey, guys. It's official beer style. It's not illegal to make it, okay?
Yeah, it's not as illegal.
Go ahead. Buy one. All right, but that Tiger beer is actually pretty good. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to
backpedal. It's on the juicier side.
It's juicy. Oh, great. It's a juicy. Nick, it's a hazy brew, Nick.
Hazy brew. Can't it wait.
Is. It is.
Can't wait.
You're laughing, but it's a legitimate thing.
Just melding all the styles that Nick wants.
Yeah, let's put them all in one can, please.
Can you think of a third style you'd really enjoy in there?
Oh, man. We got hazy.
Yeah.
We got juicy.
Check.
Brute.
Check.
So call it a session while you're at it, and I'm in.
All right. A hazy brute session juice bomb.
Juice bomb. With all the sea hops.
Mm-hmm. Other else, no. Nick. Sorry, crackering.
Unfiltered? No, that's the same thing as hazy. Oh. how could we forget to milkshake it while we're at it?
Oh, yeah, milkshake. I enjoy milkshakes.
The Juicy Brute Milkshake Session.
There it is.
IPA.
That's your dream style.
That's it. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, Scotty B. That's it?
That is all I have.
All right. Just to take a moment to reflect on things.
We need to write this down. Hazy. Yeah.
Hazy,
juicy. Milkshake.
So, session. The big news happened like right after we recorded last week, of course.
Of course.
Of the Dogfish Head melding with the Boston Beer Company, a.k.a. Sam Adams. And I don't have the energy to read all into it. My take on it is that they say it's a merger, but isn't it Boston Beer Company basically bought Dogfish Head? That's the way it's presented to me.
Yes.
In a headline form.
Boston Beer Company will be the parent company. Dogfish will retain its own employees, brand, brewing, all that stuff. And What's-His-Face will now join the board of directors for...
I'm going to join the board of directors.
Boston.
at Boston Beer Company because Dogfish Head is way cooler.
And they also made a point. I don't know if it was intentional, but they pointed out that he was his 50th birthday was coming up too. So I don't know if that was just kind of like his early retirement.
Need to retire.
Oh yeah, the full pint said it was the most brilliant exit strategy of all time.
Happy birthday.
Need to retire, guys. How does that guy have a California accent and he's where the hell it is in Delaware? I'm in Delaware, but I got a California accent. And now we're going to be able to make so many cool beers because we're going to have all the hops. We're going to have all the snozzberries. All the ingredients, because Boston Beer Company, they come together, they bring all the berries, right? And then we come together, we bring all the cool hops. The hops you don't even know existed. Then we have them, and then we make a cool beer, right? Okay.
So there's two different ways.
I don't even know what show just started, but I like that one better.
Well, because there was Papazian of the...
Charles Chapazian.
Brewers Association. I mean, he's in his 70s when he finally retired and kind of gave everything up. So if you have the option to sell your company, not only to get a lofty job with the new place, but they also threw down some cash for
cash. The Dogfish Head had to pay off the other investor. Mm-hmm. Their other investors like, bro, we need some money.
We need money.
Like, oh shit, man.
Hey, remember that money you promised us?
Hey, I don't mean to be a dick, man, but we gave you a lot of money, you know? All right, that's cool. Maybe buyout, right?
Whatever, dude. I don't care, but we kind of need that money back.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
My wife's really on me about that money we gave you, Dogfish Head. You guys doing all this shit with fucking fish or whatever the hell band you're teaming up with, the Flaming Lips and Ben and Jerry. I don't know what you're doing, man, but I'm not seeing that return on that money.
I love gold.
Ooh, another new beer. Sunday Paper Imperial Stout with coffee.
Oh, thank goodness.
With the coffee.
This will wake me up just
What's
as we're
black
the
and white and red all over. What's the newspaper?
Frog in a blender. Oh,
wrong
joke.
Sorry. Brewed and canned by Exhibit A Brewing Company in Framingham.
I'll give you an Exhibit A.
Sir, did you go to Taco Bell before?
Exapero donated this beer.
Watch out for the right by the trash cans. Some may ride over there.
Boy. Never go by a fast food trash cans.
You don't have the grapefruit tree. What tree do you have over here? Is that the peach tree?
Peach tree.
Well, it's going to be fertilized.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh, bad dog. Damn it, Louie.
Louie, that's not cool. That is an ancient fig peach tree. Do not.
Is it an heirloom peach tree? Merchant.
So do we? For me, zero change in my drinking habits of Dogfish Head or Boston Beer Company.
Uh-huh.
Does this change anything for you guys?
I am curious to see what it does to the tap handles.
Yeah.
Because usually most restaurants have light beer, Boston Lager, Sam Adams, seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Please ask waiter or waitress for seasonal option.
Yeah.
And they never know.
Yeah, they never know.
So, oh, I think it's...
Now is it going to be Sam Adams Dogfish Head?
It's like, am I really the first person that asked you what the seasonal is? Because they never know.
They never know.
Like, can I go back there and just look? Look at the keg. Is that all right, ma'am?
Just tell me what color it is, at least. Yeah. Is it orange? I know it's old Oktoberfest like, if it's orange. Okay,
thank you. I'm sorry, Nick. What were you saying?
Nothing. I'm just wondering what my tap handle is going to be at my local Applebee's.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Will it mean that you'll see more Dogfish Head or less Dogfish Head? I would think more, because I think Boston Beer Company is very much like, oh, you're cool, so we'll put out the cool stuff because the kids will like this.
The kids.
Kids are like, the kids love the Dogfish Head. And I think you, if they get just as much money from the Dogfish Head beer as they do from their own beer, I guess it doesn't matter. You're going to see more Dogfish Head handles. More.
And.
Seems like there's plenty of Dogfish Head space, shell space for a craft brewer already. So I don't know that could really be bumped up. Definitely could see more handles happening.
More drafts. Or the other option, I guess, would they just die a slow death and quietly go away?
Yeah, that's very much possible.
One less competition.
Sam Coyote. It just isn't like into it anymore.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Or if he gets stuck on the 405.
Yeah, about the 405. Yep. No, watch out. See what happens now. Is Dogfish just going to fade into the... fade away, or is it gonna? We're just gonna see more and more of it. Dust Bowl Brewing is opening up in Monterey, a remote in Monterey, because Monterey needed better beer.
Yes,
they do.
They only have Fieldwork and Alvarado Street. So,
well, there's Cannery Row Brewing, which is a lie.
It's a lie. This is a lie, everyone.
Guest taps.
The worst fat tire I've ever had in my life.
Out there on Cannery Road, just, this place is a lie. Hey, how you doing? This place is a lie. Okay. Keep walking.
I don't feel like I'm doing enough protesting here. Seems like Matt are...
Oh, yeah. I'm all about it.
Have lots of free time. And
yeah, plenty of protest
and time. Apparently lots of sticks, wooden sticks, and poster board.
Oh, I've got all kinds of markers, poster board, all ready to go. In case any super niche beer geek thing comes up, I am there to protest.
I'm protesting.
Hey, protesting. Yeah, I'll call in to the show.
Protest is going pretty well. Nobody's got in for the past 5 minutes. So I think we're making a mark here.
Wait, they don't open until 10. Never mind.
Well, still, nobody's going in.
Nobody's going in.
Huh?
Coincidence?
No, I don't think so.
The Brew Dog, our buddies at the Brew Dog, they got in trouble this week. They're stringing along their marketing, potential marketing people. But this, Matt, does this sound normal to have to fish for a potential person to join your marketing team and to string them out over a 3-month period of time, having them give you basically free ideas for a marketing run and have them fly them out several times and all these things. Is that normal to do that with somebody that's in marketing?
I've seen different departments run that way where they're kind of indecisive and they want to try things out before they commit to anything. I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm. So like BrewDog apparently has done this a couple times where they keep trying different marketers. They're like, show us your ideas. And then they do. And they're like, all right, come back later and show us more ideas. And then 3 months go by and they're like, and then they just ghost the person.
Wow.
And apparently they did this, so they got into some social media heat. If you look at Worst Beer Blog, now they have new marketing, which I kind of like the marketing. I don't know if they stole it or if it's theirs or not, but it'll just like bus ads and television ads and whatever. It'll just say advert, and it's like an insert of like a placeholder kind of, you know, like if you're making the a billboard for BrewDog, you would just put like, you know, placeholder But they're using that as the marketing, and then they'll just have a BrewDog can right in the strategic spot.
Oh.
So, and that's the marketing campaign right now. So.
Uh-huh. Behind the scenes type action.
Yeah. But I don't know. BrewDog looked bad in this, but it's also, I don't know. It's, I don't understand why you would have to vet a marketer that for 3 months. It's like, you should be able to just see what that person does and be like, yeah, I like what you do. Can you do this for us? And they're like, yeah, I can do it. And they're like, you're hired. But BrewDog does it for 3 months and then says, nah, you're not hired.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a protest is needed.
Watch out. Yep. Hey, these guys string along, marketers. You guys know that? You going in there? Going in there? All right. BrewDog, huh? Well, you check Worst Beer Blog because they look so good. But enjoy yourself.
Have a comfy stay at the hotel.
Have fun.
Enjoy the pool. I hear it's nice.
Actually, I hear it's pretty nice. But, you know, whatever.
Continental breakfast is buyout breakfast.
It's all Kellogg's, bro. It's all Kellogg's. The whole thing's Kellogg's. You really? All right. Fine. I guess you don't care. Maybe I don't care either. I'm going home.
I got Trader Joe's to protest tomorrow. I'm tired.
Yeah, big Trader Joe's protest at Sleep 4. I gotta be ready for that. It's going to be a big deal. Have fun at the pool. Can I come?
You got a guest pass? Give me a towel.
Can I get in there? I would like to go. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? You're driving.
Poof, you're driving.
You can call us 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of the whole entire network. Of Dorktown Network of podcasts. That's what we have. We have the podcast.
Dorcas Townus.
Dorcas and the Townus. Believe me. Believe me when I say, got a lot of podcast action. So you can leave a 3-minute voicemail there, or you can record it on your phone.
Maximum 2.
And perfectportpodcast at gmail.com.
That's regulated.
No purchase necessary.
Ooh.
Free with purchase.
Well, yeah. I'd rather you purchase something, but that's fine. It's not a library, though. Just remember that.
We don't want it back?
Yeah, don't just browse. Buy something.
Oh, don't browse.
And the first one was on. What's
up, Perfect Horror?
What's up?
How you guys doing? What's
up? We got a special guest here.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Big dog.
I've been flying.
What?
We got XL Paro.
I'm all he's up
wasted.
In the Mile High.
He's so wasted.
Trap Brewing Company, one of the best brewing companies in Denver, if you ever know.
Yep.
Yeah, we're drinking.
It's
going to
be fun.
We had the pale. We got lucky, and we got a can of some Crooked Stave. Do you even zest?
Which we sent you guys.
Yeah, XL says it should be bro at the end.
Do you even zest, bro?
We got to refer to Matt on that one. Matt should be called Do You Even Zest, or should be called
Do You Even Zest, bro? Yeah, Matt, which should it be called?
Bro.
If Matt's even there.
Bro.
Since he never shows up anymore.
Thanks.
That's right. Who's Matt?
Who's Matt?
The gallery says who's Matt.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Asked Matt a question about how drunk.
Wait, now he's
next
gone.
Day, drinking after the show.
After a podcast.
Then Nick didn't actually pass that one on. I don't know if he did or not. He may have.
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Okay, so we got in a festival all day, and we maxed out after the festival. So
we're guys, we're festivaling.
Rammy, but we're having fun, and this is awesome, and we're meeting more people.
Uh-oh.
Definitely, yeah. Denver's a great place to drink beer.
And maybe we'll go to Willard's next.
Wow.
That's a long commute.
Willard's.
I don't think the M-train goes that far.
We're getting a little strange. Yeah.
We're getting a little strange, you know.
Who's not getting a little strange?
Whoa. Hey, random person. Get out of here. Don't you leave me a voicemail.
This is a professional show.
Well, cheers from Denver. And
happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Yeah.
What's up, mothers?
Yay, mothers.
Mother's Day. Yay, Mother's
Day. Keep up the good work, guys.
Wow.
It ended abruptly for me. I wasn't ready for that.
You Were you busy protesting?
I was protesting. Oh, shit. Thanks, guys. What an epic get it.
Wow. Surprise get it.
Surprise get it.
The kind of get it you don't
want. Calling Janine and Exa Perro.
I love gold.
And a new beer on the show.
End up with so much of that junk.
Ooh, it's a crowler.
That means we're getting drunk.
Getting serious. Getting serious.
Oh, that's good.
This is a Limefest brewer, and it is Mumford Brewing. That's right. We're having a Mumford crowler. Bleacher beer. It's a pale, and it's pale. A 4.6. And how the hell do we have a Mumford crowler here?
A coworker of mine, Ricky, he was, it came to me into a predicament. He's like, dude, he's like, there's this concert I want to go see.
Go to Mumford.
And he's like, well, I'm down there. I could go to Mumford. And I was like, dude, it's like, if you have the cash, you have the wheels, you have the day off, just go do it. So, and, he sent me a nice photo from Mumford and he's like, you see anything you want? And I was like, well, these three look good. And he's like, okay, dude, just all three. And I was like, okay.
Yes.
So, and,
we managed to stay away from one of them for us.
Yep. Other two have already been consumed. Mm. So this one is Bleacher Beer, which is a Citra Amarillo, double dry hopped pale ale.
It's kind of Amarillo heavy.
Double dry hop pale ale.
Amarillo Armadillo.
It's a clear beer, Nick.
Very clear. Very not hazy. Very not juicy. Very not milkshakey.
Mm-hmm.
But so Mumford's the one that has the CNC. It's a black lager. I think that's the Music Factory one. Tribute kind of style one. But listen to these beer names. They had Bajillion, which was a Northeast IPA. They had That's Fun.
Wow.
IPA.
Fun.
Stationary Movement, which is a Northeast double IPA.
That's clever.
Then they had Tessera, which is a Northeast IPA. Make Mutual, Northeast, of course. On Demand, another Northeast, but double. CNC, Bleacher Beer. Opaque is the Day, which was a Buckwheat Saison. Like Always Beer, which was a rice lager.
Always?
The brother and myself, we had the Hydration Station, which was a hoppy pilsner.
Nice.
So they had a nice little lineup going on there. Clever names, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All good names.
Mumford, known to be in a shitty neighborhood, but has Lime Fest all the time.
Just don't park in the red.
That's when you know you've got something as a brewer. When you're in a shitty neighborhood and people still Lime Fest. You're doing something right. And we continue on with voicemail.
Hey, guys. Big Doug here. Flew into Denver on Saturday on the way in from the airport.
We know.
Stopped at Crooked Staw Bay.
Thanks for saying it correctly.
Pricey sours. All good, though. Real good.
Ooh, pricey.
Tried something a little different. Something I've never had. I had a mushroom Schwarz beer. That's pretty interesting.
I've had those all the time.
Put that on the list.
Is it a newly psychedelic?
Cut the sours. Anyways, later that day, beer. I met up with Colin and Janine and their entourage at Strange Craft Brewing. As expected, they are super people. What? Anyone going to Denver would be remiss not to have a get it with Colin and Janine. So anyways, they just come from a beer fest. They were already having their fun, and it may have gotten a little rammy. I don't know, depending on the order you're playing the messages, maybe that's a spoil alert. Or
in the normal order.
But cheers to Colin and Janine for hanging out with me. Later that night, I hit Bierstadt Lagerhouse. Yes, I drank a lot of kick-ass lager. There was everything there was super clean.
Lager.
Pills, Helles, Dunkel, all good. A well-made lager is a beautiful thing. Don't discount it. Sunday, a little more mellow. Went and watched my Padres lose to the Rockies at Coors Field. Great ballpark. Number 19 on my quest to visit all the MLB parks. I did not partake in the beers at the game, but after the game, I went out to Trouve to drown the sorrow of my team's loss. I drank some farmy things, drank some hoppy things. Everything was really, really good. As you know, Truve is the most mellow of all the Colorado breweries, but the tap room is still pretty chill. Kind of a narrow storefront place, long bar down the back, some picnic tables. They got metal playing in the background, of course, but it wasn't so loud that you could have a conversation with someone.
That's somewhere perfect.
There. It's kind of a cool place. But, you know, the overall ramminess of Saturday.
Unlike the music in the background right now.
Got me a little wiped out, so I called it a day after that. You
That's
know.
What you're looking for?
So many places, yeah. Only one liver. And this liver has seen a lot over the years, so got to take it easy once in a while.
Yeah,
but anyways, cheers to the perfect pour for making a community of super-duper people. Mikey, Nick, Matt, all you listeners, you guys are all awesome.
Let's
get
a
beer. Hey. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks. Much appreciated.
Damn it.
Wow.
What, another beer? Where?
Yeah. Like he's popping them left and right.
I remember my first day running a soundboard.
All right.
Whee!
He needs beer. That's all.
This is a fantastic beer.
Where are the effects? I was expecting a town hall chorus effect right there. Hello? 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 Wait. Oh. Huh? Oh, is this where the podcast class is? The podcast class? Is anyone here? Hello? Hello? Welcome to America's Most Haunted. And then nothing.
And nothing.
And then normal. No! Stop!
Go to the back.
Oh, I got scared.
And people officially hate us.
Now, please, you cannot sue for ear damage. I've never heard of that being a thing.
You had tinnitus before you listened
to
us. Hey, guys, can you hear
all
me?
Those metal shows.
Not driving. That's right, I'm drinking. But guess what I'm drinking?
By your pond.
Hey, guess.
Koi water.
Hear that? There's ice in it. It's not one of the... It's not beer with ice in it.
No.
It's something along the lines of something that Nick likes to drink sometimes.
Mangria?
Huh?
Ooh.
Yeah, I like
Mangria.
Irish whiskey on the rocks. It's Bushmills on the rocks.
Appletini, wow. Light on the teeny.
I did have a beer when I got home from work, and now I'm having a whiskey on the rocks, Bushmills on the rocks. I had a
Boosh.
All That Glitters from Riley's. One of my good buddies, Mike Samaya.
I had one of those.
Created. Samaya. And now I'm having this because I'm almost out of beer.
Uh-oh.
So, actually, I think I am out of beer. I have some dry hop cider left, but I don't really think I have any beer left.
No well, anyway, beer.
That's a tale for another day. So, hey, before I forget, I've been meaning to leave a voicemail about Paul's poop podcast songs. And I had an idea. I mean, he's such a great artist and stuff. And, you know, I have funny ideas and stuff, but I don't think anybody wants to... hear me sing, but you're going to. Isn't that fun? So here we go. So I don't know which order to do this in. There's like two verses to the poop podcast song I got. It's like a parody
He's
of a
doing
Marilyn
the
Manson
order.
Song.
Verse, chorus, verse.
All right. They love you when you're on the toilet. When you're not in your pants, you'll spoil it. We're all stars now in the poop show. Huh?
Yeah,
the poop podcast song instead of dope show, it's poop show.
Yeah, I got it.
I thought it was pretty clever too.
Now I get it.
So I had to get that in there. I saw the video of Exo Perro with Colin and Jenny. That looked like fun. Man, he is a big dog. Man, when you see him next to Colin and Janine, he's a big boy. Good for you, Chief. Well,
That's
probably
what
about
said.
All I got. I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting, but oh well. I'm gonna finish it up with that. Oh yeah, I did leave a
Who's
beer
boil
for
gonna
Matt
be done?
Napolitano at the beer garden. He said he got it, so hopefully he brings it to the show.
Oops.
I'm not gonna say what it is.
It's
a little unusual. I'll say that much. And yeah, let me know what you think if you get a chance to try it.
Scotty B made an unusual beer.
What? I'm drinking. Whiskey.
Yeah, Whiskey. Bay.
It's Fresno. It's in the studio fridge. The other studio
oh,
fridge.
Oh, yeah.
The remote. Backup.
Yeah.
One of our remote studio fridge rooms.
Just I'll fire up the sofa over there and go right over there real quick.
There you go. Pull the choke. It's been sitting a while.
Thank you, Scotty B.
Wouldn't it be the perfect pour to you be here? I'm enjoying this nice IPA.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Gunwale Bait Ball IPA.
What'd you call me?
Cans over from the bottle shop, Holmes. Costa Mesa. I guess they're from Costa Mesa or San Diego, either, or they're somewhere.
Costa Mesa.
The bottle shop, Holmes, doing big things. Reached out to all their customers. We gave them breweries we want them to reach out to, and they're reaching out. Holmes, they did.
Reach around.
It seems like we might be getting Virgin, eh? Also, Pure Project and other beers. What else can I say?
Oh, you're set.
Matt, make it happen, Holmes. Start shaking some ears or some hands, Holmes, and get some of that Tioga over here, please. I need some of that fucking DDH, General Sherman. Other than that, Holmes, chew your beer is 21 pounds lighter, eh? Summer's coming. I've been working hard trying to hit the gym. I'm not hitting the gym, Holmes. I'm just eating a little bit better. Kind of laid off a couple beers, too, because beers add a lot of calories. You know, 21 pounds, eh? I'm trying to fit back into my old little Dickies, Holmes. My little butt hugger Dickies with my knee-high socks, eh? I'm going to look firme for the beach, Holmes. I'm going to be like the coolest looking Vato Loco in the sand, eh? What are they? What else, Holmes? A question to all three of you and the listeners.
Okay.
My opinion, or I don't know how to really express this, but I'm getting sick and fucking tired of people judging beers. Not like when you judge beers, Holmes, but like, for instance, when you're having a beer and then the brewer's there and you're like, oh, you should have mashed longer, or you should have added fucking 4 more grams of hops, or... You know, you could have done it this way, or your pH on your water.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, Holmes, that's the beer he wanted you to have, and that's the beer you're drinking. If you start changing shit up on it, Holmes, that's a whole different beer. You know, that's a whole different recipe. Wow. That beer deserves a different name. So, you know, I catch a lot of fools out there on podcasts and on YouTube videos, you know, talking about the beer with the brewer and just, you know, oh, you know, mashing, Holmes. You could have mashed longer, or you could have used the two row, or you could have used the, you know, instead of six row, you could have used fucking sriracha hops or whatever. Like I said, what are your feelings, Holmes? I understand you guys, the perfect pour. You guys don't do that shit. You guys drink the beer, you like it, you don't, and you move on to the next one. That's how I am, eh? But what is your opinion on telling people on how to redo their beer? I think that's bullshit. I feel like if you like it, you drink it. If you don't, shut the fuck up.
Damn.
And grab another one. So what do you guys think?
Uh-huh.
Just chew your beer, and I'll be listening. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh? Summertime is coming. I'm going to look firme for you.
All right.
And all of you at the beach. I'll be the cool cholo drinking beers by the beach like a cool cholo. Olé. Hay que watch your pisar, eh?
Look out. Sunset Beach. It's going to be blowing up this year. Chew's going to be walking up and down.
That's right.
Woo.
No remate speedos there, Chew.
No, you got to go speedos, bro. I want to see it all. I don't want any mystery. I want to know what I'm going to get. Thank you, Chew.
I'm not afraid to tell a brewer or a tap room if their beer is subpar. There's the nice way I go about it is I'll look to them and be like, tell me what I'm tasting. And that's usually when they'll break it down and go, okay, well, this is what happened to the beer. Or
like, all right, you got me.
Yeah. Or
I'll, what happened,
or
bro.
I'll kindly just be like, diacetyl, which that's probably number one thing that some beers do have. Well, yeah, number one. Number two is them being a little bit vegetal or green. That's something I kind of give people flack for. Even Tioga themselves have, you know,
I like it green.
We've put out beer a little too green, but I know just as well, I'll be like, this beer's good, but in 2 weeks it'll be perfect. And, you know, I feel like that's the most vulnerable you could make yourself is putting out a beer that's a little bit too green. Some people probably won't give it a second chance or I don't know. But I'm not afraid to be that person to just be like, hey, you know, this is not my favorite beer. I don't try to get picky and being like, oh yeah, you should have let it rest, or you should have the tank temperature 32 degrees. And
I think that's
I'm not that kind of person, but
I think that's more of what Chu is saying, not to be that kind of person. Yeah, I don't know enough to criticize in that manner at all. So I just don't. I'm like, I like it. I don't like it.
I say it's not hoppy. It's not hazy, no.
Hey, is your filter broken?
But yeah, I would never presume to give the brewer some sort of feedback in that way. Like, hey, you should have let it boil. But if it was me, I would have let it boil for 30 minutes more. Like, I would, like, what the hell? Who am I to say that? I just move on to the next beer if it's bad.
What else you got?
Good, and then it's good. I'm just like, just make this. Don't mess with it. Don't be like, I'm going to tweak it some more. No. Do exactly what you did here. That is the my number one complaint with small craft breweries is they'll just forever tweak it.
Yeah, won't do the same thing twice.
It's completely lost in the woods. Like that one batch I had was really good, and they'll just never make that batch again. Like, can you just make that batch you had before?
Usually because they didn't write it down.
Like, well, yeah, here's the thing. I didn't write it down, and pretty sure this is what I did.
Yeah. Number one lie I tell myself. I don't need to write this down. I'll remember it.
Yeah. But, you know, like Matt, you know, Matt.
Well, yeah, why? What's it going to accomplish?
Matt knows how to taste beer. I just know what I like and I don't. Mm-hmm. I have not gone through that Cicerone training. Do you think that level one Cicerone, is that difficult at all? For an experienced beer drinker, how difficult is level one?
It depends how well you take tests. Because there was myself, I'm not good at taking tests, so I actually have to study. There's a couple of coworkers of mine. They didn't even really study, and they passed.
Pass. Oh, yeah, I passed that.
So, it's like a test, like everything else. But they do give some very good information in there on, you know, how to clean kegs, how's beer is distributed, some basic beer styles, stuff like that. I think it's worthy for the advanced beer drinker and or anybody in the industry to have one of those to look into it, check it out.
I wanted to do it. You at least get that.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that people really benefit from is you can get an off-flavor kit. So that way you can, you know, get a case of PBR and, you know, add these off-flavors into it. And you can kind of learn and pick out when beer has flavors that don't taste right or don't smell right or overall unappealing. And that would probably help a lot of people. Again, if you're on the more level-headed, serious beer drinker, I don't want just anybody to be like, oh, yep, had a diacetyl kit, tastes like diacetyl. It's like, no.
Hey, yeah, you know what, bro? I've had a diacetyl kit, and I know. This is diacetyl.
Yeah.
I'm an expert.
That, for me, it's some people's palates are more sensitive than others on that, but it definitely has a flavor that just kind of off-puts it. And that's the number one thing I run into with beer. I've yet to have something so bad that it makes me sick and or just taste like stomach bile. So
all right.
That's good. Yeah. But there's always a moral.
Mm-hmm.
The voicemail segment of the Perfect Pour was brought to you by Sofa King. We are Sofa King amazing. Call 1-800-SOFA-KING for your Sofa King nearest you. We have sofas for all occasions, for your living rooms, your bedrooms, your bathrooms,
Cajuns.
For your toilet. We are so fucking cool
that
we
can make
your toilet look like a sofa. We are so fucking amazing that we can put a sofa inside your VW bus.
What?
We are Sofa King amazing. Call us now to receive your 1% discount by mentioning the Perfect Pour podcast.
1%?
Because we're Sofa Kings.
Oh, yeah. And that's our new sponsor, Sofa King. 1%, get that 1% discount.
1%.
Don't forget to mention this.
The brother's truck has, I have the one only seat is in my truck. The brother's missing the front seat in his bus, so he could put a sofa in there.
It's not authentic. It's not authentic, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not original. It's
highly modified.
Oh, God.
Highly modified.
Why even bother?
Because of other things.
I want OG, original, everything, or nothing at all. That's right. Just drive it into a canyon.
Yeah, you should be like your neighbor and get a couple of Volkswagens and park them out front.
Yep.
Wow. Like cool. Is that what you hear every morning?
Took off the restrictor plate.
No, yeah, the kid over across the street, he's loud, and it's just like I'm in like this sound vortex that goes right into our bathroom and stuff. And then I can hear him like half a block away.
That's just the first warm-up stage.
The brother had it down. He would gas it up at the beginning of the block and then just kill it and coast in.
Like, where'd he come from?
Sneak right in.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's stealth mode.
That's professional.
That's right.
Hey guys, it's me, Al Green.
Hey,
sitting out here in the garage, drinking a.
What's the temperature like in that garage right now?
Can you give us an ambient?
What's that temp?
Is there
what's
a dryer keeping you warm in there?
Yeah, humidity level. Please.
Get this in before you're you guys go to recording.
You did it.
Just a big shout out to episode 303.
Yeah,
to Denver, Colorado.
It's an important episode.
I lived out there for a few years, came back bragging about
New
Belgium Brewing Company and Chipotle.
Ooh.
I told Florida, I said, you guys wait, Fat Tire and Chipotle.
Chipotle.
It's going to sweep the nation.
See that new Fat Tire bike?
Sure
looked pretty cool.
Did.
Ooh, I have not.
I also wanted to give a reco. I recommend if you are coming to Port St. Lucie, Florida, you avoid Side Door Brewing Company at all costs.
And unrecord.
The beer is bad.
Wow.
The beer has gone bad. It's all kind
some
of
bad
gross,
red rope licorice.
Sour.
You'll leave the side door open if you know what I mean.
Ooh, boy.
I don't know.
Don't we even get a 32 ounce soda. Because the. Their taps aren't clean there.
I think they focused more on trying to be the first brewery in Florida instead of, or in Port St. Lucie, instead of trying to be the best brewery in Port St.
Lucie.
Damn it.
Back to drawing board.
But whatever. I'm just a consumer. I'm not a brewer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, quit telling us how they could be doing better.
Toasted PBJ over untoasted PBJ.
Uh-oh, here we go.
All day.
Oh, man. Well,
toasted. Another win for Toasted.
I might have one of those tonight.
Ooh, it sounds like a little bit of work.
He's drooling already.
Yep. Sounds like too much work for him. He's not going to do
thanks
it.
Thanks for the heads up he's on the supportindiebeer.com page, man. I check just about every beer I put in my hand now and make sure to support independent beer.
Yeah. You go in there, they've got a thing to check whether your beer's indie or not.
Other than that, man, keep up the good work. Stay hazy.
Nope.
I'm drinking.
That is wrong.
In the den.
In the den.
Wait, he was in the garage before, wasn't he?
Oh, did we get a false call?
I don't know.
I think he was.
Maybe his garage has a den.
Ooh.
Oh, now that's a garage.
He went to the Sofa King.
I'm on the den and the garage. So, yeah, that's me.
I feel like if you have a den, it probably has, like, wood cabinetry in there.
Hmm.
Wood.
I could get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to have some sort of wood
fabrication
of some sort.
Naughty pine.
Beer! Money!
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's my favorite podcast.
Oh, man.
One of them.
What?
I don't want to offend any other podcasts.
Welcome to Tuesday Night Wrestling.
Wrestling with Beer.
And it has been a crazy week in hashtag Indie Beer. Before we get into business, as always. Got beer here from 18th Street Brewery out of Hammond.
Why is he got to outdo us?
Called Devil's Cup.
Have a better show.
Total label buy with a skull bat snake combo on the front. Metallic. It's a pale ale. ABV is unknown, so I'm going to play my own little ABV game. Tastes, I'm going to say, like a 5.5. 5.5? This sounds about right, maybe. Let's see. Devil's Cup, 18th Street Brewery. Ooh, 6.6.
But you're under. You're the winner.
So, sort of. Close.
You won that.
Not really. But anyhow, as I'm sure you guys have already talked about in culture, Sam Adams and Dogfish Head have merged. I just had a Dogfish 60 in a Sam Adams glass while I tailgated the show. Yeah. I'm looking at this with excitement. I used to be a big Sam Adams fan, and I've become a big Dogfish fan. So if
we found the demo,
can work together to chip away at.
Hey, man, thanks a lot.
Miller Coors is
Sam Colagione
market. Then go for it. I don't think Sam Adams is really going to change what Dogfish Head has been doing.
No way, man. Really, everything's going to be the same. Beer.
And I think they're going to get even more attention than they had before. And maybe push a more Dogfish 60 or 90 instead of Rebel. That could be pretty awesome.
What about Dogfish Head 360?
A couple Ben Cots real quick.
720, bro.
Had a 720 share at the new house as we finished fixing up some stuff inside. And it was awesome. Got to try a new style or two of beer, including a Zoigel. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
You just made that up.
That's the Simpsons professor, right?
Guy. Unique style on tap.
Zoigel. No, it's me, Zoigel.
Beer style on the Wheel of Styles badge. But beer was pretty cool. It was nothing crazy, but it was interesting to try something I've never had before. And then a couple highlights from my past week of drinking. Cool beers I had. OJ on Parole drinking by Lock City in Stamford, Connecticut. But I really want to try their DDH OJ on Parole, acquitted of double homicide.
Wow. That feels a little disrespectful.
Stone Enternight Pilsner. That was delicious, especially for a Pilsner.
Hey, it's double homicide.
And got to try Modern Times Booming Rollers, since they've been starting to be distributed in Connecticut
a lot.
Just wanted to check in after a couple weeks off again. Of course, had to contribute in on some of the Dogfish Head and Sam Adams talk. And it's getting to be time to wrap up. Uh-oh. So, as always, that's the bottom of the keg, because Stone Cold drank it.
Woo!
Woo!
Man. Carries the theme.
Wrestling with beer.
All the way through.
All the way through. Oh, man. It's a good show. I enjoy it. Those are all the email voicemails. Now it's time for the traditional voicemails. We got a few. So let's listen in, hang out. We got it. Biggest voicemail segment in podcasting. We're brave enough to do it.
It is Mike Montoya, aka Just Can't Win.
Just Can't Win.
Listening to the newest episode and heard you guys talking about Modern Times, opening Bay Area, and then counting them off, and that's five. And so, I know that you guys said that Matt said something about that rule. Not sure if it is, official, not calling Matt a liar. Want to get that out.
Don't
there.
Call me a liar.
But I saw an email from a friend.
Ooh.
That's on the Modern Time membership list, whatever they call League of Important People bullshit. And they are going to open up a tap room, no food, just beer, in Santa Barbara.
What?
And I think I've mentioned it on a voicemail in the past. But that was a while ago that email went out, and it's supposed to be on State Street, which is like the main strip there. Libertine had also announced they were going to be there, but they backed out, and that was before the big like devastating fires that happened in the Santa Barbara area. And they opened the Avila Beach one right after announcing Santa Barbara, and it was I think that the fire kind of fucked that up with like not as much tourism going through, and it happened during holiday season in December. So I'm not too sure, but Libertine backed out. There was a license, like liquor license permit on the window. I got crazy excited because my wife works in Santa Barbara and is a 5-minute walk from where they would have been.
Woo! Fucked up on lunch.
The email stated that Modern Times would be in Santa Barbara, I think by summer of 2019. So, not too sure. I don't know if the 5 rule has to do with like full establishments, or I don't know, or they could just be backing out of Santa Barbara as a whole, which would be kind of bummy for me. But yeah, other than that, drinking beer. Just had a fieldwork hazy blue pale ale. And let me tell you, this hazy pale ale train, I'm kind of digging it. You know, light, hoppy, with that juice content that we're looking for. The other one that's pretty comparable is that Alvarado in the garage, Weezer Rip. That one is up there for my favorite beer of the year.
That was good.
Yeah, hazy pale ale, the new thing. All right, guys. Just over 3 minutes, and
bye.
Bye. Santa Barbara doesn't need more stuff.
They need to be nicer.
Yeah.
I wonder if it has to do with, now that, you know, of course, Matt's walked away now. I wonder,
what we need Matt for,
does the 5 license rule have to do with production facilities and not satellite tap rooms?
I felt like that 5 rule was satellite. You can only have 5 satellites.
But, okay, so then what about if we turn the tables the other way? What if you get 5 satellites for every production facility?
Yeah.
Because Portland produces their own beer, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, sure? I always thought that 5 was state
rule. State law.
Well, we'll get our industry insider in on it shortly.
Oh, boy. Louis.
Louis.
Industry.
Louis, answer this, Louis. Answer me, riddle me this, Batman.
Yes. How many crackers could you eat if you had the whole bowl?
Let's check in on the fridge mic. What's fridge mic up to?
Whoa.
And it took a big fall. Oh, no. I hope the fridge mic's okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, Louis. Okay.
He's moving around. There's movement. He's not completely knocked out.
Oil can.
You guys ready to have a good time?
Yeah.
What? Sammy's here?
Kiss is here?
Kiss is here?
Please welcome Kiss!
Is it time for Dragon's Yum Yums?
No. We had that already. Please don't mention it ever again.
I can't hear you, right?
You can take...
I don't have headphones over here.
Take all those home, please.
Like he's protesting his own fridge now.
Yeah. But, hey, dude, you want to go in here.
You don't want to go in here.
No. You got the pretty shitty beer. Oh, is it bio beer? Oh, no. But it's shitty beer.
Trust me.
Go over to the liquor store. Big Garden Liquor. You got way better beer. Way better.
All right.
No, not you. Sorry.
You get good beer.
You get fine good beer in there. Oh, no.
What?
What has he done?
Wow.
What has he done?
I think he went to the drawer. Is this sanctioned?
It was on the shelf.
Was the drawer unlocked?
No, it's pre-buyout. It's pre-buyout.
So it goes to the shelf now? What is this?
I don't know why it's there, but I forget. But it's pre-buyout. That's
it's old, all right.
That's what it is. It's old. This is pre-buyout what, Matt?
From Ballast Point Brewing, this is Victory at Sea Porter with coffee and vanilla. It has some sort of code on it, so I can't exactly tell the bottling date. But yeah, I saw it in back, so I thought, well, let's try it out.
Right. It was back there for
me. We would normally never drink Ballast Point now that they're bio beer, but I do know that this was bought, this Victory at Sea was bought before it all happened. Back in the day when we used to talk about Ballast Point like it was Modern Times or something.
That's a true, actually.
Yep. We're just like, oh, Ballast Point. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, Sculpin. Oh, my God, another Sculpin. on Third Scoping.
I found Scoping in another place.
I paid $17 for it. It was amazing.
I think it's a little bit past its prime.
Ooh.
There you go. I'm drinking buyout beer. Pre-buyout beer.
The coffee has turned into a cardboard flavor.
Mm, nice.
There's a little bit of vanilla sweetness in there, but it's almost like a chocolatey kind of.
The vanilla's gone chocolate.
Yeah.
But it's it's fresh cardboard.
Fresh cardboard.
Not old cardboard. Yeah.
Freshly dampened cardboard.
However long this beer was in there should not have stayed in there.
Ooh.
It's a 10%, though.
Yay.
Still getting wasted. The heat is gone.
Is that BB King song? The heat is gone.
Heat is gone.
Wow. We did it. Yay.
We drank them. This is my
Tune in next week to see if we lived.
Yeah. First bound point in quite some time.
What's up, Perfect Four? Jay, or Utah Rep?
What's up, Jay?
Jay.
Jay with the Phoenix restaurant in Northern Utah. Probably the broadest beer selection in Northern Utah. A place called the Angry Goat.
Yeah.
Currently enjoying
Liquid
Truth Serum IPA from Dogfish Head, which I'm sure you guys have covered so far in this episode. About the big merger.
But what do you think?
I guess we'll see how that goes. But the beer is pretty damn good.
Ooh,
Sean, an IPA bursting with all the hops. Whole leaf, liquefied, pelletized, powdered. Really good. Just wanted to call in. Give a quick shout out to, because it is Mother's Day. I want to give a quick shout out to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. All you ladies are awesome, and thank you for doing what you do. All right, guys. Words. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
I wonder if this place has emphasis that... that goats go to hell.
No.
Sheep go to heaven?
Never. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Good song.
We kind of forgot last week to give... Cheers to all the moms out there.
Damn it.
All the moms like producer Becky and others.
Of real children or fur children.
Janine.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of moms. Colin and Janine. You can see a Zach's Brewing. She's making her child work at Zach's Brewing. Believe that?
Mrs. Zach or Mrs. Yeah. Steven?
Mrs. Zach. I think it's Mrs. Zach is making a kid work.
Wow. Child labor.
And you can see it in action at Zach Spring. Go downtown Fresno.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mike Montoya again.
Hey.
Second email of the week.
Okay.
Calling because I wanted to give an update. My last email, I talked about the Modern Times old announcement of the Santa Barbara location and how it kind of went quiet.
Boring.
Well, coincidentally, the day after I called into that email,
Santa Barbara now,
Modern Times posted about hiring and having a job fair for the Santa Barbara location.
Ooh,
and
they're coming back.
What's new about it is that they're actually saying they're going to have a kitchen. They're looking for cooks. So, I think if the counting was around the last episode, that makes six in the state of California.
Ooh.
Yeah, regardless.
Yeah, how'd they do it? Man.
My wife works very close to the location. And as me, I am a vegan. And Modern Times makes great beer, but goddamn, they make some really good food, too.
Wow.
So I'll probably put on a few pounds within the first month of them opening. And I will probably try to convince my wife to become a member of the League of Extraordinary Peoples, or whatever it's called. But, yeah, man. Really stoked to have them over here. And I don't have to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours of traffic to L.A. for a beer. So, yeah, just wanted to call in and touch
good
up on
for
that.
You.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys.
Matt, is it five remotes you can have in California or six remotes?
I think grand total, I believe, is six dupes.
6.
Oh.
There you go. And does having a remote in another state matter at all in that number?
That'd be completely different.
There you go.
So 6 is the magic number.
You can get 6 of them.
6 minute
six
apps.
Remotes. So you can have 7.
Not 7 minute apps. You can have 6 minute
seven,
apps.
Yeah. 6 minute apps. So you can have 7 tap rooms, 6 being remotes.
6 total.
6 total tap rooms. Okay. So even if, so kind of Nick was referencing earlier, even if you say you have a brewery in Northern California or a production facility in Northern California and Southern California, you don't get to have more because you have another production facility. It's like your one brewery, no matter how many production facilities you have, you get 6.
So if you have 2 different production facilities and they have 2 different licenses, you could have dupes off of those.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
But so you could have 12 tap rooms if you had another production
correct.
Facility.
Correct. But that kind of makes it almost like 2 separate businesses at that point. If you don't do a dupe off of 2 different facilities, it's possible, but it kind of gets a little bit blurry at that point. Mm-hmm. But
people just start.
I mean, I don't know why somebody would go through all the process to separately license a second building to do the same thing. you would just file an addendum and dupe it and just be done with it.
Just dupe it, bro.
Dupe a dupe.
Just dupe it.
Would you take it all away?
She called me out,
it in my pants.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
The whole issue is with the name. She did not leave it. Now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. She didn't leave her name. So what am I supposed to do with that?
Find the receipt with an old credit card number on it.
Ooh.
Looking out for.
Wow.
Looking out
right
for
into it.
Right in.
Looking out.
Jump
for,
right on it.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Beers. Beers. Beers. Beers. Beers. Beers. Oh, beer releases.
Ooh, beers.
Looking out for, we like to say LOFs, but other people like to say ISO.
Lame.
Whatever. Those people aren't cool.
Lame-o spleno.
Lame-o spleno. Matt, are you looking out for anything?
I'm just looking out for some fresh Hi-Li. It's officially on the shelves in stores, but it's from January.
It's January. Wow. Bah, bah, bah. Where was that? That picture you sent us, was that?
That was at Whole Foods.
Oh, it was Whole Foods. I Polish thought it was that discount
no.
place that sometimes will get the old beer.
Cost Plus? No.
No, not Cost Plus.
Wow.
The place on West Shaw. By the
Grocery Outlet.
By the Pandera.
Oh, yeah, Grocery Outlet. Yeah. Bargain Market.
I thought you were at Grocery Outlet and they had it there.
Woo, Grocery Outlet.
No, it was Whole Foods.
Bargain Market.
But MGA also had Cigar wine. City, but it was the same thing. It was January batch. It wasn't the high. It wasn't their pale. It was
hey,
the other
this
beer.
Is a January batch. You know that, right?
Mm.
I don't care.
Usually,
just buy it
for double the price.
Do they? That's all you're looking out for.
Yeah.
Matt. All right. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Okay, so here's the deal. See?
Here's the deal, guys.
So, we have the Pourum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Facebook group.
Familiar with it.
Private Facebook group of Perfect Pour listeners.
So, a beer gets posted in the forum, and I'm tagged on it. And it's Janine. She says, hey, Nick, what you think about this? And it's a barrel-aged stout from Four Noses. And so I'm like, is she looking for advice? Is she asking if I want this? So I give advice. And then I say, hey, if you're down there, get one for me, please. And she says, okay.
Nice.
And then, but I was like, I wasn't worried about it. Like, if I was like, okay, if it doesn't happen, no big deal. Cause like, you know, whatever, people get busy and stuff. And turns out she couldn't make it. So that's not the part I'm mad about. Mm-hmm. Now, she's like, oh, sorry, I couldn't get there, and they sold out. And so now I really want it. I'm like, damn it. Why the hell do I want this now? I
tried to set up the
I was
whole
totally
thing.
Okay with it before. So I'm not trying to cause any pressure. It's just my own, you know.
Sad. So, I mean, you know,
it's
you
my
get
own
all hyped up
weird
and you
thing.
Get it.
Yeah. But right. I appreciate her offering to try and get that for me, is what I'm saying. Janine. So, yes. So look out for the BMF. From Four Noses, aged in Eagle Rare and or...
Look in Colin and Janine's feed. You'll see it there, but not in Nick's.
Not in mine. Not what was the Nick's. Other? Buffalo Trace barrels was the other barrels.
Oh. Whiskey.
Yep. It just figures. Like, I was cool. I was okay. I was totally okay with it. If it didn't happen before, we couldn't get it. And then now it's sold out, and now I want it. Damn it. It's like, yep, that sounds about right.
What else are looking out for?
So I guess I've gotten over my fear of variants.
My so variant fear is over.
I will now be looking out for the Napa Parabola, which is the wine barrel aged version of Parabola.
Oh, no thanks.
No thanks. Why not?
No thanks to me. Wine. There's going to be wine.
Exactly.
You're just whining about
it. You just want whole whine about it.
True, but still don't want it. What was that?
That is all.
All right.
A couple barrel ages for you.
Age them in the barrels. They're way better. Oh, I'm going to be, summer's coming up, so I'm ready for all the pool-themed beers.
Okay.
Give me pool-themed beers.
You got a summer list?
Humble Sea Brewing. Uh-huh. Santa Cruz's Humble Sea Brewing. They got a new one called Pool Snorkeler.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's what I'm all about. It's a foggy IPA, Nick. Sorry.
Okay.
It's got Centennial.
I'm okay.
Mosaic.
Uh-huh.
Citra.
Uh-huh.
Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Simcoe.
Okay.
What's not to love about it?
Just don't go 6.5%. In the pool after a night of Taco Bell.
Modern Times. This week's pick for Modern Times is Tiger Millionaire, a triple IPA at 10.4. It's got Citra Cryo, and Nelson.
Ooh, Nelson.
Yeah. Come on. Can't get better than that. Alvarado Street Brewing. You have maybe heard of them. This week is the Fluxicon. No, the Fluxicutioner.
Okay.
That looks pretty cool. It's called Super Jacked IPA. It's a Super Jacked IPA.
Yeah. Come on. Super Jacked?
What?
Is that just another term for hazy?
Yep. And Altamont Beer Works. And a beer called Nelson Fuel. And it's got Willie Nelson as a hop head on the can.
All
right.
Cool.
So I want it for can art, basically, is what I'm saying. And that's enough beers to look out for. Woo! Try to document all your beer drinking. Just do it.
Try it.
If you got a Moleskine, great. If you only got it on tap, great. Just document it so you know what the hell you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't know if I didn't do it.
That's right.
Matt, you have 2 weeks of Bincots.
I'm not going to get that crazy.
Come on.
From Southgate, I had a Glacier Point Pale Ale that was on tap at Strummer, so I enjoyed one of those. All Things Glitters, I was out at Meet the Brewers Day and with New Rock at Riley's. It was their New England. No glitter. It says All Things Glitter. So the basis on that beer was Robert. On April 1st, the BJCP or whomever, they released a joke saying that glitter beer was becoming a new official category. So they just decided to do all things glitters and not include glitter as an April Fool's thing. Had a couple of PBRs. Those over at a friend's house. Let's see. Church. I had one of those.
That's how it said.
I had a pupil crawler.
Ooh, man.
To my lonesome. It's been a long time since I've had some society.
Yeah. We are way in a big drought for society.
From Mumford, I had a hydration station. I shared that with a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we also popped open
I can confirm this.
A 2017 and 2019 parabola to compare.
Wow.
A little side-by-side action.
Heads-up challenge.
Look at you guys.
Fancy.
So the society growler, funny story was Michael Faircloth, which is... he works in partnership with the CCBA to provide retirement plans for breweries and stuff like that. If your brewery signs up, they go under this big umbrella because they have really relatively large breweries that sign up, and that's the backbone of this whole program. Gotcha. So smaller breweries like ourselves, where we only have 20 people, if we signed up for it, we would have the same benefits as somebody that has a larger company.
Okay.
So, he was on his way through and he's like, hey, headed back up to, I believe he's in Modesto. And he's like, I have some beer. Can I drop it off? He's like, I got some beer I got to get rid of. And I was like, right here, bro.
You come to the very much right point.
Yeah.
Suddenly Matt has a catcher's mitt and he's all pounding his fist into it.
Let's go.
Right here. Put it right in the middle. Right, give me a heater. Put some pepper on it.
But well, yeah, one of those that ended up being a society crawler, and I was A-OK with that.
All right. Until you see, I don't know. Till you don't like it anymore.
Till that Rebel 90 comes out?
Rebel 90 comes out, and you're like, screw society. It's Rebel 90. That's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. The Nick 80 on Untapped.
Hello.
What did you drink this week?
The 2017 versus 2019 Parabola heads up challenge was rather nice, as Bearded Brewer mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Little, you know, I think they're evening that beer out. I think they're starting to go for consistency on that one because they taste very similar to me. Aside from the age.
One's going to go.
Enough to where you can drink it now versus waiting.
Which one?
Which one would you let go?
What do you mean let go?
I don't know.
Like put it on let go and sell it?
Yeah. which one would you list on let go and have randos come to your house?
Woo, randos.
You still got that transmission?
No, bro, I sold that. Why don't you check the app, all right?
Yeah, check it.
Check it.
Okay.
Thanks. I'm keeping the 2019 in, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah. I've decided that beer does not age well. Drink fresh, please.
Wow. 2019. There's your reco. Drink it now.
Yep.
Don't be sitting on
Don't hold the parabola. Drink it now.
It's not going to last.
It's not going to run away.
Enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
Drive off the... Get off the 99. Stop your vehicle. Enjoy it. And... Wow.
Okay. That's why it's the world's most dangerous highway.
Yeah.
Parabola drinkers.
People are drinking Parabola at 99 all day long.
Oh boy.
You would not believe what I've seen. Dude, from Albert, did I just say this? The Flexicutioner?
Yeah, what about it?
Never mind.
You had one?
No.
Oh.
Looking out for it.
Looking out for.
Altamont beer. Wait. Altamont Ale.
Are we back to looking out for?
Wait.
I thought we were bin cutting.
I don't know what we're doing, dude.
Oh, boy.
It's late.
I'm late, bro.
Yeah, what's going on?
We started late. It's late.
Suffer, man. What have you been caught drinking?
I think we're still in Nick's bin caught drinking.
I don't know anything.
Somebody's been caught drinking.
Somebody got caught drinking.
Had some Racer 5 from that place in the Northern California. Bear Republic.
There it is. Mm.
Oh, you weren't there.
They're even north.
I was in my backyard.
North of the Russian
breaking airplane. News. I have a backyard now.
Woo!
And I could drink beer in this backyard.
Whoa! But you always had that patio.
Not always.
Really?
Well, it's newish. I knew. Oh, the side patio.
Yeah, side patio.
Yeah, yeah. But now I have a back. I have a second patio,
sir. Nature
backyard. Sir, I could afford a second patio.
I've got two different patios.
I'm a two patio house, you know.
Your house has like three patios.
I'm being Nick right now. I got two different patios.
You guys never, you're not used to two patios. So.
Yeah, I've got a patio you don't even know about.
Oh,
you didn't know about fourth, this other patio.
Fourth secret patio? You
know about it, bro.
Is that the Taco Bell it's patio?
That's a bedroom patio.
That's that one does exist.
Yeah. Spying people, and they're like, whoa, I didn't know you could look at me. Yeah, I see what's going on out there.
Wow.
See what's going on in the streets. The mad streets.
Watching me ruin all those restricted plates.
You live on the world's quietest street ever.
I think the street behind me is quieter. I'm jealous of it.
The condos?
Because we get... No, behind me to the south. Because they don't... We get people that turn around, like, think they can come through and they turn around. So that's annoying.
Did you not see the sign that said dead end?
It's a dead end here.
Dead end.
Sir, it is a dead end. Do not come here and tell all your friends you cannot drive through here. It's quite straight.
I just like that you guys have curbs that are painted. It's all postal service only.
That's right.
It's like, man, people really want their mail.
Because there's people that park over there and they're like, whatever. Dude, hey, people, don't park in front of mailboxes during the day.
That's right. Go have sex somewhere else.
Stop parking in front of a mailbox because the mailman will be like, I ain't going to deliver that shit.
They're banging. I can't drop the mail.
Hey, what happened to 1532 West Lane?
Oh, there's a couple of people banging. I couldn't deliver there.
They're leaning against all right, the box.
That's cool. I've had that happen before. Yeah, couldn't get it. Did we do all your big talks, Nick? The Nick 80.
Sure, that's close enough.
Was there something more of interest?
Yeah, these are all like...
give me something. One more.
Yeah, man, the Nitro Merlin from Firestone Walker in a can. I've
heard those. Oh, it's in the can.
Tasty. Pops a little Nitro cartridge.
They got a little thing in there?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. I've never cut one open to find
out. Cut it open. All right. Jeez. Bring it into the show next week.
We'll do it. We'll
cut it open.
Science experiment.
Yeah, we'll go for the patrons. We'll cut it open.
All right.
Not for these freaking dirt bags that just listen for free.
The dirt bags.
Yeah, come on.
The mailbox bangers.
Mailbox bangers. Look like a couple of mailbox bangers to me. What did I drink this week? Oh. I had an interesting week because recently I've been checking off local tap rooms.
Yes.
Because I recently went to the House of Pendragon tap room in Sanger.
All right.
Went out there. Mm-hmm. Checked that off my list. They got cat. They got a cool cat.
Meow.
They got a brewery cat.
Yeah, they do.
Meow, meow, meow. It's very cool to hang out with. And then this week, I don't ever go to Clovis. It's just there. It's right next door, but it's just like, why?
Signs
of two brown. Got to turn around. But I was, my daughter had a birthday party she had to go to. I was like, I had 2 hours to kill. So I'm like, do I go back home, drive all the way back home to Fresno, or do I find something to do in Clovis?
Wow.
And I found something to do. I went to two tap rooms I had not been to before.
Sweet.
One being Tac Ops.
Okay.
In downtown Clovis, California. Went there. You know, Tac Ops, full military, you know, appreciation place. They hire ex-veterans and, you know, full bore military and school. I was glad to go there, glad to hang out in there. Downtown Clovis, go there. I had a Blood Orange Valor IPA, and ooh. I guess it was getting to the bottom of the keg.
Uh-oh.
So the guy, very, very nice guy, he's like, I don't know if you want to have this. I'm like, I don't care, man. Just give it to me. And then he made a taster. He's like, no, you should try it. Taste
wow.
it.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
And then you immediately judged it.
Yep. And I was like, I don't think so. But no, I was tasting fine to me. I was like, dude, set me up. Wow. Full 16 ounces, man. Woo. Set me up.
Now, see, that's a pro beer drinker.
I had it, and it was good. Okay. And then went to Zone 9 for the first time. Zone 9 Brewery. I liked Zone 9.
Okay.
It's a cool little place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, industrial, little industrial park.
Yeah.
Ish place. And
strip mall slash industrial.
Right. And I had a couple of nice beers there. I was like, all right, this is cool.
There you go.
It was very much like I was living, it was like stepping into 95.7 Classic Rock, even though it wasn't on, but I was just like, yeah, I'm living the Classic Rock lifestyle.
If Classic Rock was a brewery.
Yep. That would be so nice. And I was great with that. I was like, yeah, man, this is taking me back. So, but I had a hazy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And the name kind of alludes to what you're getting into.
And a little plow from Zone 9. I like that little plow. Very nice beer. But they didn't have a crowler system. I was like, I want to get crowlers, but they're just growler system right now.
Ooh.
And they had something. I asked about it, like, what's up with the crowler situation, bro? He was like, I wanted to get one, but we had something. They had some sort of equipment malfunction that they had to buy a new equipment.
Oh, damn.
Unexpectedly. So they had to push the crowler system to the back. But they're working on a crowler system. Next time they can afford a new equipment, it's going to be a crowler system.
Sweet.
So if you're out stuck in Columbus someday.
You got options.
You got options. And then I had a Noble Brazil, the Momo Haze. Momo Haze. That's a nice beer.
Momo?
And I had a General Sherman IPA from Tioga Square. New can. It felt
fresh
very
can.
The can, it felt very Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
The can did. I was like, usually I don't know, but this felt very like inside the brewery canned.
Wow.
Our canning line is officially up and running.
Breaking news.
Unfortunately, we had to test it out on General Sherman, which to get the machine up, running, going, you have a lot of loss. And it was sad to make it happen, but we should be good to go. From my understanding, we're going to have kegging starting off each week, or canning each week. We do kegs as well.
All the things that you need. Bottling? Is there still bottling going on?
Yeah. Right.
You still got the bottling line in there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Fire it up. Fire up the old bottling line.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Fire it up. Fire it up. Fire it up.
Cheers. 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 It's the end of the show.
Big cheers out to our golden guys. Bow, 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 bow. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to see what all this golden god business is about, the golden gods are a particular group of listeners, a high-end VIP group of listeners that actually donate money to the show every month. Can you believe that? They give their hard-earned money. They buy us a beer every month, $5 or more. And in return, we give them some extra content to deal with it, to waste their week with. We're like, this 2 hours you guys do on the podcast, not enough. I need more. We give it to them.
Gotta have more.
You also get it, special access to the private Facebook group known as The Porum. And there's a Discord thing that we're doing a bad job of using, but it's there.
Yay.
And all the other things. So thank you. Big cheers to the Golden Gods.
Yes.
Also, I have some cheers just to say to Candace_hates_stouts. Not somebody Nick's going to hook up with.
We cannot be friends. Yes. If we were on beer tender, I'm we would sorry. Not be matching.
You'd be swiping the way that you don't like, whichever way that is. Matt underscore Tubby. The underscore resident underscore alien underscore invasion. Steve Rules. That is a solid name. If you can get Steve Rules.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I think your name and Rules, you should see if it's available on social media.
You're saying it's worth...
Like, even if you're not going to use it, just take just it grab out. It. Just grab it.
Just camp out.
I need to get Mikey campers. Rules. Bugwort.
Bugwort.
RG Martinez. Mav FL... Oh, wait. Mav F14A. Fresno Richard.
Whoa.
Rain.
It's very specific.
RNB. Oh, wait. RAMBMW. Craft Beer 007 SD. Craft Guy. B-Zine. Not 3B-Zine, but just plain B-Zine. But 3B-Zine too.
Maybe this is a.
Indie Beer Show and 3B-Zine.
The grandfather?
Maybe. And Court Dork. It's fun to say. Court Dork. Those are my cheers. Nick, you have some cheers.
Cheers to... So, I don't go here often, but Reddit is, you know, for the old, for the old timers
of the internet.
Yes, yep. For the old timers like me.
I go there.
It's the place to find anything, and there is a beer section, amongst other things. And one of the questions was, what podcast should I listen to?
Oh, boy.
And there's a whole long list of podcasts.
That don't include us.
And there was one handle that mentioned us.
Oh, that is, thank you.
I'm a dad 805.
I'm a dad 805.
So cheers to you for knowing who we are. And they mentioned us and 3B-Zine in the same thread. So
look at us. Finally,
something,
somebody.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of those threads. Whether it's on whether it's there, just on Twitter or something, somebody was like, "Give me some good craft beer podcast, let's do." And there's all these fucking shows where nobody ever mentions this. I'm like,
"What are we not doing?"
And I don't want to be that guy that goes, "Well, you know, the perfect poor." Like, oh yeah, oh the perfect poor, huh? Well, yeah, I've never heard of it. I mean, I don't know anybody on the show. I just know that it's probably a pretty good show if you listen. Yeah, big cheers.
Creating fake accounts to get sneak in there.
Yeah.
Is that you? Wait, are you 805 now?
No, not at all. Not me. Just a little separate person.
Yep.
Listens to the show.
Did I just cheers you back?
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Are there more?
No, that is all.
All right. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Justin and Danielle, new Untapped friends. Let's have some fun there. See what happens.
See what happens. Let's get some tagging going on.
Woo.
Tag Matt.
DMs.
Tag him. DMs. People aren't using them DMs on Untapped enough.
Not a popular option.
It's there. You can DM people.
Because you can't use photos.
Yeah, that's true. It's wise. I remember I have groups that I, Perfect Poor group that I follow. I had to create a second group because they only allow you to go to 101
in your
group. So then you got to make another group. So I have two Perfect Poor groups that I follow. So if you think like, I don't think Mikey, even like put me in a group or anything, just tag me and, or comment on an Untappd thing and just say, hey, make sure I'm in there. Wow. So I know to make sure.
Make it sure.
Best beer of the episode. Give it to me, Nick.
Where did it go? We had the coffee.
Sunday paper?
Yeah, Sunday paper.
All right, it's right here.
Sunday paper.
Oh, sounds like you need a top off. Sunday paper. I'm Sunday Matt. Morning. Favorite beer.
I'm enjoying this Mumford Bleacher beer.
I agree with that. But that Tioga beer is pretty.
Valendunk.
It's very close. Very close. Very close. Mm-hmm. And we had that. We had pre-bio bear this week.
Pre-bio.
That was fun.
It's still better than dogfish.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right. Everyone.
Yes.
Be safe.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Be safe about your... Be safe with your business.
Okay.
But have fun. Still have fun. You can be safe and have fun. But before you do all that, check the date. Check your date.
Check
Thanks your date. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Form. I'm totally awake now.
Yay. Fresno.